Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. It is the MLK Big Dream Weekend, and we'll be celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday all weekend in St. Pete and all over town. Linda Hurtado had a great interview for MLK Weekend. It's also Fred Johnson's birthday. Shout out to the jazz guy, Fred Johnson. So let's start with the MLK Day community celebration at the Deuces Corner Park this weekend. There'll be an MLK-themed cartoon movie showing on a big screen, lunch and books, live DJ, mini snack bar, popcorn machine, coloring books, and crayons. That is Saturday, January 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. The Deuces Live is a robust community. It's a fabulous place to visit during Art Walk. Also coming up this weekend on the MLK Dream Big Weekend is the parade January 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On January 17th, Saturday, the Rise and Thrive Foundation continues the celebration and homage to Martin Luther King Jr. This is a nonprofit organization, and it's St. Pete's mission to disrupt the effects of life and health disparities. Join them at their annual healing and wellness event, sponsored by the City of St. Petersburg at the Enoch Davis Center, 1111 18th Avenue South, from 1 to 4. There's free food, family fun, and wellness activities. It's part of the City of St. Petersburg's 45 Days of Excellence. I just can't believe that it's time for the parade again. And as you know, if you're going to be downtown, check the information at stpetemlkparade.com. My favorite part is the marching bands and all of the community groups. So happy birthday, Martin Luther King. I also want to point out that our podcaster, Rui Farias, Executive Director of St. Petersburg Museum of History, we have a link up on RadioStPete.com of his excellent appearance on Yes, Great Day Live. Thank you, Channel 10, for talking about civil rights in the Sunshine City. So lots of things going on this weekend. The Florida Orchestra is doing a lot of things around town that are classic and lovely. Palladium Chamber Series, Symphonic Titans, Chamber Voices is at the Palladium. The Coral Reefer Band was at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey Theater. They've got a great lineup for the month of January and February. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. And Perfect Weddings is at Tarpon Springs Cultural Center. The Brighton Beach Museum Memoirs is at the Francis Williams Wilson Playhouse. Freefall Theater will soon be debuting a fabulous James Joyce play that opens up next week. Kevin James is at Ruth Eckert Hall Friday night, tonight. Jesse Cook is at Capitol Theater tonight, Friday night. And at Central Park Performing Arts Center is St. Paul and the Minneapolis Funk All-Stars. Carmen Chiricillo is Sunshine City Comedy Club on St. Pete Beach. And at West Coast Players, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee starts today, Friday, and runs through February 1st. I want to also talk about some things that are coming up in the future, but perhaps one of my favorite things that's happening is Benici and Pablo tonight at the Palladium Friday. And at the breezeway of the Largo Golf Course, there is a concert tonight. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. commemorative celebration and parade. Saturday, First United Methodist Church in Tarpon Springs kicks off the celebration with a commemorative breakfast. And if you saw a big rubber ducky in Coachman Park, yes, it's Rubber Ducky's birthday bash Saturday in Coachman Park with music by Jack Hartman and Mr. Brad. There's a petting zoo, bounce house, face painting. Get a photo of yourself next to that big rubber ducky. Kids Night Out Popcorn. A pajama party is going on at St. Port Richey Recreation and Aquatic Center. The Billy Joel Songbook, yes, at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Saturday, 8 p.m. That is just one of the wonderful TFO things coming up. Please get your tickets now for Audra McDonald. That's also coming up. Al DiMeola is at the Capitol Theater Saturday. And if you want to go over the river, Dispensary Reggae Band is at Whiskey River on the Water in Newport, in Port Richey as well. There is a wonderful, invincible, glorious Michael Jackson celebration, 1 o'clock Sunday. Judy Collins is at 7 o'clock Sunday at Capitol Theater. Beyond Therapy is through Sunday at Catherine Hickman Theater. And the Highwayman Show is at Tarpon Art Springs coming up. On Sunday, there's Art for Faith Sake Sake concert series at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church And the 39th annual St. Pete MLK Parade Monday, it's going to be incredible. It goes from 1st Avenue South to 3rd Street South to 16th Street South, then south on 16th to 3rd Avenue South. Look at the website. The parade features floats, marching bands, cultural performance, and a show of unity and diversity. Morrissey is at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater on next Tuesday. And then Pete Muller is at Safety Harbor Art and Music Center, another great place to go see. So this is all wonderful. Now, Busch Gardens has announced its upcoming music festival, always an iconic festival. The Real Music Series is a mix of genres from classic rock and soul to pop and R&B. January 12th through 16th, the one and only Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Pablo Cruz, 19th through 23. Artemis Pyle Band, 26th through 30. Get Swinging with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, February 2 through 6th. February 9th through 13th is Revisiting Credence. February 16th through 20th, Magic Moments, including original singers Theo Peoples, Joe Coleman, and Jerome Jackson, performing The Temptations, Four Tops, and The Platters and The Drifters. Go to our Let's Go guide on the what's happening for all of the details. And get ready for Gasparilla, January 31st. The Pirates are invading. We're going to have an interview with the Gasparilla Festival of Arts that we will be airing on RadioSt.Pete.com. Click on podcast. It's always the place to go for your curated guide to everything fun. Also coming up in February are some incredible operas. The Flip Flop Opera, Giuseppe Verdi's Aida. The New Century Opera will perform that at Tarpon Arts. Price is Right Live is at Ruth Eckert Hall on February 17th. The Symphony performs Strings of Fire, Echoes of Empire at the Palladium on the 17th. That's the Tampa Bay Symphony. The Tina Turner Musical is at Ruth Eckert Hall February 19th. These are all great ideas for Valentine's Day. Our very one and only Fiona Fanchet will perform at It's in the Lounge, the Greenlight Cinema's newest entertainment venue, the Greenlight Kitchen and Lounge and Kitchen next door to Greenlight Cinema. She'll be performing Jazzy Papanova when she's not at the Palms on Tuesday and Wednesdays and Tuesdays for this month, starting next month in February, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you can catch her at Adrian's Steakhouse on Thursday nights. Continuing on with great ideas for Valentine's gifts, how about the Strawberry Festival, 11 days of beautiful strawberries, incredible headlines and entertainment. We have that link on the Let's Go guide. Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on February 27th. The Spyro Gyra Fusion Jazz will be at Capitol Theater on the 27th. Styx with Cheap Trick as a special guest, Bake Hair Sound on the 27th. And the Magic Flute Opera Tampa will present Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Fairy Tale with Morality Play at the Straz. Over at American Stage, they have opened up the Scarlet Letter Reimagined. Do not miss this. Florida State Fair opens February 5th through the 16th. And if you love theater, catch Chaz Palminteri's A Bronx Tale. He originally wrote this tale for stage, and it later starred in the film version directed by Robert De Niro. Also coming up from Opera Tampa on the 30th of January and February 1st, it's The Shining. Julio Cesare, the St. Pete Opera, will perform the story about Julius Caesar and Cleopatra at the Palladium, January 30th and February 1st, and himself and Nora at the Passionate Musical with new music, jazz, and a mix of jazz and Irish tunes with all kinds of literary people. There are five people in the show, three of which play a number of people. And I can't wait to see Tapestry, the Carole King songbook at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. Shout out to Stephen Riordan, who's directing Where You Are through February 15th at the Early Bird Dinner Theater. This is really fun. You go, it's dinner and a show. It's provided by Banquet Masters. Visit earlybirddinnertheater.com. And when he's not busy with the big Broadway energy, you can find Stephen also as an understudy for the Scarlet Letter male part. Diana Krall is at Ruth Eckert Hall January 23rd, The Weight Band January 23rd at Capitol Theater. The new comedy club at the Tradewinds Resort is a lot of fun. Don't miss that. Yacht Rock Review is at Ruth Eckert Hall January 24th. The Florida Orchestra reveals Daphne and Chloe Sunday, January 25th. This weekend, you have Tacos and Tequila and the Boat Show coming up. It's the Grand Prix, the Firestone Grand Prix is coming up the end of February through March. We're so proud that they are one of our sponsors, and we just love the fact that Nikita Johnson, who will be now racing at Daytona as well as the Firestone Grand Prix, one of the youngest. He'll have his party at O'Maddy's on the 25th of February, and you can hear his interview with me on the podcast. Also coming up is John Waite at the Bildhauer Capital Theater, January 30th. A1 Jimmy Buffett tribute at Ruth Eckerd Hall, February 1st. Los Lonely Boys, February 1st, Capitol Theater. Riverdance, The New Generation, Ruth Eckerd Hall. That is February 3rd through 4th. Matthew Morrison, if you love Glee, you'll love him. February 5th at the Capitol Theater. The Palladium has all kinds of people. Unfortunately, the John Lamb concert is sold out. But do go listen to Arts Alive on our Facebook today, Lunchtime Conversations. The one and only Bill DeYoung has a fabulous interview with them. The St. Petersburg Museum of History offers a number of trolley tours. They also have happy hour with the historian. Please go to their website and to our Let's Go Guide. You'll find out all of that. Also coming up from the Florida Orchestra right before, yes, Valentine's Day around the corner, Love and Destiny, Wednesday, February 11th. Of course, we have the Winter Olympics opening in February, and we also have, yes, Super Bowl. We'll have a roundup of all the cool places to go hear that. So if you're looking for something fun to do, you'll find it here on Radio St. Pete. Aloha to next time. Get out and have fun.